What exactly is the secret of success? Well, first of all, I think we'd all have to say, well, what's your definition of success? Because it's going to be different for everyone. But I want you to be clear with what your definition of success is, because there's one thing that will help you no matter what your definition is, no matter what your goals are. And it's something we've forgotten to do. It's something so incredibly simple, and yet we've forgotten what it is. It's actually at the heart of everything, every day.
I just want to give people a place to go to get information. I want them to enjoy learning about Qi and how it's easy to learn about it and affect change in your own life. So Qi Pro is here for the curious seekers and for the professionals looking to get ahead. This is the bottom line. I want to empower people with information, because the one thing that can't be taken from you is your knowledge.
They say if you want it, you got to work 24/7 to get it. If you want to achieve it, you got to constantly activate it. If you want to push and push, you'll get what you want. Tell me something. Since when did they become your core driver, your belief system, your motivation? You got to switch things up in today's world, because we've had enough of this. I have had enough of this. Go, 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 push, 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 50-hour work weeks. When I hear a webinar or, you know, some people that I follow and they talk about their incredibly long work weeks, I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Now, granted, that's my definition of success. My definition of success is the freedom to live my life the way I want to spend my time the way I want to do the jobs that I'm passionate about. So I don't have to do everything that comes my way, and I have freedom each day to have some fun with some stuff. But I'm just a little bit worried that as we come out of the pandemic, those of you starting entrepreneurs or you getting your business back on track because you took a hit, you're going to drink from this Kool-Aid. And I just don't think it's the right Kool-Aid. I want you to be so careful. Don't stay in the old ways of constant motion, constant work, and constant get mode. It's not all it's cracked up to be. And do you really need to get everything that you think you need to get? I don't think so. So my little sentence, if you want to achieve, you are wise to receive. I came up with this the other day when I was thinking about some work that I was structuring. And I thought, this is an awesome quote, because I've learned that to let go is the greatest gift, especially when you start playing more and striving less. There's your first clue about what we're talking about. You see, someone said to me the other day, you know, what are you doing, Sam? Are you really pushing this? Are you really doing this? Da, da, da. And they had all these questions. Great questions, by the way. No issue with the person asking me these things. And I said, actually, I'm just very still right now. And this person looked at me and they're like, okay, is everything all right? I'm like, totally. I said, I feel like I'm in the eye of the storm. I said, something is coming and something's changing. And the best thing I can do is be still. Be still and actually not work. Even though that's my strongest reaction is, oh, I better create some work. No, the opposite. I realized I need to be still. And I'm asking you and encouraging you to be still and look around you. Because we've all been told that working hard is everything. But is working hard really the answer? Well, don't get me wrong. I believe in hard work, effort, diligence, skill, education, all of it. All of it rolled into our passion for the work we do. What I don't believe in is the ways of the past, as they are not sustainable in our present and especially not in our future. I mean, you've heard this one. I didn't come up with this next one. This is something that's been out there in the world. Work smarter, not harder. Okay, so I didn't coin that one, but I love that one. It's been around for ages and I love it and I believe in it. We're not supposed to be working harder. Quite frankly, for those of you working inside corporations and companies, when are they going to wake up and smell the bloody roses? 4-day work weeks, people. Everybody needs more time off to relax and to play. Okay? There's our key word. We need to play more, because of some of our most creative ideas and freeing processes and thoughts come from when we play. We've all done it, right? You sit at the keyboard, trying to write a blog, trying to write a press release, or just trying to do something. and you're pushing your mind, like, why can't I get it? Or that sentence is wrong, and the whole thing. The harder you push it, the further it gets away, right? But you get up, you go for a walk, a bike ride, you go do something, you come back, you're refreshed. I want to introduce you to someone called Maria. So are you familiar with the Montessori method of teaching developed by Maria Montessori in Rome back in 1907? It's a beautifully complex and yet super simple method of allowing children to learn by their own curiosity, ideas, desires, and exploration. It doesn't conform to rules and regulations and is primarily focused, in my opinion, having observed it, on the ability to learn through play. Children learn best through play. They do it naturally, with no effort, and learn at their own pace, in their own way. It's us adults that bloody muck it up. Let me ask you this. Are you joyfully playing with your days? Made you think, didn't it? When was the last time you ducked out of a work day to meet up with friends for a bike ride, tennis game, or a hike to watch the sunset? When did you break a rule and take off for an unexpected fun moment? See, as children, we knew playing was a superpower, and we dove right in. As adults, unfortunately, we've become conditioned that work is the superpower, as it brings status, money, sometimes power. It also brings stress, lack of sleep, anxiety, and that old favorite of ours, the imposter syndrome. So how exactly do we change our actions? If we want to achieve this success, how do we be open to receive? What was I referring to? Well, let's go back to the child thing for a second. As a child, if we didn't know how to do something, how to play a game, we asked our friends to teach us the game, right? We're just like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And granted, the whole group either taught you or you had someone step forward and hold your hand and say, oh, I'll teach you how to play hopscotch or how to play, you know, some game you were doing. But you see, as adults, we've lost that trust, okay? We feel it's wrong to admit that we don't know something. It's a weakness someone else will use against us. Bullshit. And okay, even if you're shaking your head right now hearing me say that, if somebody uses it against you, shame on them. Shame on them, not you. So don't worry about other people. Can you see how we've fallen out of playland and into boring land? Flip that mindset of yours and add something small every day that makes you smile and gives you freedom to play. You know, because people sort of say, well, it's too late. My habits are already set, the whole thing. Absolutely not. Once again, bullshit. I get that our lives are intricately connected and we can't just skip off into the sunset singing Kumbaya. Okay, those people are relying on you. You could be part of a team. There are so many moving parts to our lives. But we sure can skip once in a while. Okay, bring it into your day in the way that it works. Whether you are leading a global corporation or actually just making the coffee for those that do, the sentiment is the same. If you seek success in your life, playfully create it every day. Eat that popcorn with a movie at 2 p.m. Have breakfast for dinner. Create a family sleepover on a Wednesday. Yes, a school night. How dare I? In the family room. Play a mixed couples tennis match with absolute strangers. Order ice cream cones for your next board meeting. I mean, seriously, I could go on and on and on. We grow through explorative play. It's what Maria Montessori knew. She watched, she saw, she observed, she created a system based on that because she saw that was the secret, not rigid boxes, tests, exams, and things that just don't work for every child because every child, every person is uniquely different. So we grow through explorative play, not through restrictive directives. It's not the big things in life that matter. It's the amazingly small things that build our most interesting future. When I give gratitude at the end of the day, it's not for some gargantuan thing. It never is. It's always, oh, I'm so glad I tried that new muffin at the coffee shop I found on my bike ride. I'm so grateful that I spoke to that person in the lineup because we had such a fun connection, even if I never see that person again. I'm so grateful that when it stopped raining, I quickly went out for a walk. Even though I had work to do, I saw the break in the clouds and thought, oh, I better get outside for a walk. That's what it's all about. Do yourself a favor. Put a little play into your everyday, and you'll see how loved ones, co-workers, employees, employer, and everyone around you will respond far more positively. Allow play to curate your thoughts and instigate your actions, and be open to the wonders of who will step forward to play with you. Just like that contagious yawn, we can't help copy what we see. So how about you lead by example and start a little play date with the people around you?